Mitchell. I'm the clerk of Templeton Community Council, and I'm also the secretary of Templeton Community Hall Trust. The hall is owned by the council, but it's leased to the trust for the day-to-day management of the actual management of it, the hirings and things like that, and dealing with the hirers. So basically my role is to liaise with the hirers and keep things going and keep all the records and do all the administration. Lockdown basically meant we virtually overnight in March 2020 we had to close. So I think since March 2020 until May 2021 we were open for only about 10 weeks because although we could have opened in September legally, the committee decided to take it cautiously and make sure we had everything in place, like sanitizers, like cleaning regime, everything like that, and all the rules agreed for how many people and distancing and all of that. And so we didn't officially open again until October 2020. So that is March to October, basically no income. And then there was the 5-week lockdown, and then we reopened in November, and then there was the Christmas lockdown until May 2021. So overall, it's had a major impact on income and management of the hall. Prior to lockdown is a little bit complicated because we had only just opened, I think, 2 or 3 months before, after the hall renovation. So realistically, the only comparable period would have been before March 1919, when there was only the one hall. We've now got the two rooms and a far better premises. Before lockdown, we had Zumba once a week, aerobics once a week, YFC in here, Templeton Community Association once a month, the sewing group. We had a few local groups like that, which were regulars, and they were the main users of the hall, plus birthday parties, which were quite common during weekends. Right, now, I mean, we sort of big stop-start, as I said, through the 20 and early parts of 2021. But now we are trying to promote the hall, make it more known that we are available. I mean, people have been really, really cautious. Obviously, the 2 metre limit has had an impact on classes. Some of them simply have not been viable because the numbers and the spacing and everything like that. And people's concern, rightly so, about mixing and being so cautious about going out, whether or not they were vaccinated, whether other people were vaccinated. But now we are certainly getting more classes interested, more groups interested, and we have the added bonus of either having two activities in the two different rooms or opening the movable wall and having an enlarged space for one activity, which is a real bonus for some of the exercise classes, the larger groups, or those who simply want more space, like a larger birthday party. We haven't got any volunteers, particularly, bar the councillors who do regular checks and things like that. But the community are involved in, they really want to attend groups and classes and things like that. So, I mean, I've had an email today asking about whether the premises are available for a birthday party. I had an inquiry yesterday about if the premises is available at a particular time for an exercise class that the lady wishes to run. So there is interest. The hall is so obvious because it's on the main road, which is a real plus point. But it's just getting people aware of it and that basically we are open for business, which we are. We do not have any volunteers from the community per se. What we got are myself as the clerk and secretary, depending which head, and also the councillors who are currently regularly checking the safety things, like doing safety checks for the building, fire alarms, all sorts of things like that. we haven't got anybody from the community, but it's certainly worthwhile people being involved and people offering to help. I mean, we're hoping to have in the near future a quick group just to do a one-off tidy of the weeds and things in the paving. So people from the community, very welcome to join us, because that makes it a much quicker and easier job. We want the community to be involved because this is a community hall.